This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Yeah, Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships is on the air with us this morning. How to not be complacent when it comes to relationships. His advice. Morning, Bruce. What do you mean by that? A bit of a she'll be right, isn't right at all type attitude?
Yeah, look, we know that probably one of our greatest strengths as a country is the whole, you know, she'll be right, mate. It's all good. Yep, it'll just work out all right. And, you know, sometimes having that kind of, like, really relaxed, laissez-faire, she'll be right, is really kind of good for us. It takes a bit of stress out of our lives and makes things a little bit easier. I think the dangerous part, particularly when it comes to life and relationships, is that the she'll be right bit means that we probably get a little lazy and undisciplined about, you know, paying attention to the things that matter most. And as we all know, if we're not paying attention to the things that matter most, you know, we may not have them anymore. So I think that, you know, as much as it's a strength for us, it can also be a bit of a weakness if we're not really paying attention to the things that matter most.
And I mean, time marches on, doesn't it? I mean, you know, everyone's always saying, can you believe we're already into this year, and the months turn into years, years turn into decades, and life's too short, isn't it, to not be intentional about improving your relationships.
Yeah, and it's easy to get distracted because, you know, like, I mean, 95% of life is, you know, get up in the morning, get organised, go to work, come home, do even more work, and then go to bed and get up and do that again the next day. So I think the word that you use, Robbie, about intentional, you know, is how do you make sure that you just keep it on the agenda? And, you know, I think one of the best things that people can do is just, you know, write down. And, you know, it's one of my favourite things, you know, but, you know, get out the pen and paper. You know, we spend 5 minutes writing a shopping list so we don't waste an hour at the supermarket. You know, we want to be intentional when we go to the supermarket. I think sitting down, writing down the things that are really, really important to you and the things that you want in your relationship and in your life and in your health and your money and with your family and your kids, all of those things, just even 5 minutes writing that down so you don't waste a year, that you don't waste a lifetime. If it's important enough to go and do it for the shops, 5 minutes to write a list so you don't waste an hour at the shops, I think, you know, 5 minutes to not waste a lifetime would be, that's a good discipline.
Important to you or important to both? Should you have that conversation first to say, hey, let's not waste time in these areas because I really don't care about that? Do you need to sync up your goals there?
Look, having both people do it is critical, Liam. The thing is that one person kind of normally starts. In most relationships, certainly from the work and, you know, where it just came up this week in conversations, you know, one person really wanted, you know, them to turning towards each other and paying attention to each other and stopping long enough just to put some discipline into the relationship. Not to make it boring, but just to make sure that people were paying attention, that both of them were paying attention. And, you know, I think it just needs someone to demonstrate leadership in that space and then to communicate those needs, you know, their needs. That's a need in a relationship, to say that we're turning towards each other and that we matter a lot to each other. So, you know, let's spend some time doing that. It's critical that both parties get involved.
And all of these principles, I suppose they don't just apply to spousal or relationships, do they? There's also the parenting relationship and then the larger circles, work associates, good friends, family, extended family. You can apply the same principle, but to all aspects of your life to have that balance.
Yeah, look, you know, exactly, Robbie. And, you know, even outside of the relationships that you have in that space, you know, I think it is just as important to talk about what we're doing with our budgets and our finances. You know, what are we doing with holidays? What are we doing with our own personal health? What are we doing, you know, with our friends and making sure that we keep those things alive? And I think it comes back to the word that you said, Robbie, was the whole intention. You know, it's easy to get up in the morning and the only thing to do is get through the day and not really be thinking more about, you know, well, how do we make sure we pay attention today to the things that matter most? And, you know, that's hard work. And that's why we have great radio stations like yours, so that people will get lots of tips during the week. I mean, your radio station is full of things to remind people to pay attention to the important stuff. And I think that's really, really good. We need it advertised to us.
How to have more intention in your relationship, less complacency. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships on the air this week. Thank you, mate. We'll catch up real soon, hey?
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.